Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. In 1888, John Stevenson squatted at First Creek. In 1905, he sold his farm there to a man called Frederick Vollmer, an attorney from Philadelphia. Vollmer began buying up much of the homestead land in the area. The original Stephen land is now part of Lake Chelan State Park. He had also bought Bernard Devon's homestead near Sunnybank. That was in 1902. Mr. Vollmer continued to buy land around the lake and built homes for himself in Stehekin and South Chelan. He put some of the land acquisitions in the name of his aunt Alice Wick, as well as his brother Adrian. The Vollmer family ended up with extensive land holdings around Lake Chelan. The Vollmer lands became the center of controversy in 1910 when it was requested that a wagon road be built along the lake shore to First Creek from where the Chelan Road ended at Minneapolis Beach. It was necessary that rights of way for the road be secured for the road to go through private property. The major stumbling block was the Vollmer property, the site of the old Stevenson Barron property. The Vollmer brothers, Adrian and Frederick, refused to grant an easement, and the controversy was turned over to the courts to begin condemnation proceedings. An alternate route was recommended to go up the hill above the Vollmer property, then tie in to the exit from Navarre Coulee. This route would be a shorter distance to town for most ranchers in the Bear Mountain and Navarre Coulee area. During the summer of 1913, a ferry across the Lake Chelan from First Creek to Manson would expedite harvest to market. It became a reality during the summer of 1914. It operated until 1917, then again a brief time in 1927 and 1928, while the lakeshore road from Lakeside to First Creek was rebuilt due to the rising of the lake. When the old road was being rebuilt, the Vollmers were still contesting a right-of-way through their property. Portions of the road up the hill, built in 1916 to bypass the Vollmer tract and connect with the Coulee Road, it continued to be used until it was closed in the 1940s. During a later road improvement, a portion of the old road can still be seen today, angling uphill as you round the corner from the rock cliffs and enter the state park property. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.